Welcome to episode 1215 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. For the past couple of weeks, as a part of our special series, 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look, we have been exploring lessons learned from reflecting on miracles of Jesus recorded in the Gospels. We continue doing that today.
It is the week that will come to be known as Holy Week. The previous day had been the triumphal entry into Jerusalem, where Jesus was hailed as king. That evening, Jesus and his disciples returned to Bethany to spend the night. Now, on this particular morning, as they are making their way from Bethany back towards Jerusalem, Jesus is hungry.
"Master, just ahead on the side of the path, I see a fig tree."
"And it is the season for figs."
Jesus walks over to the tree to see if there is any fruit on it, but there is none. He finds only leaves.
"You will be barren and will never bear fruit again, and never again will anyone eat fruit from this tree."
Among the miracles of Jesus, the cursing of the fig tree stands out as unusual. Unlike healings, exorcisms, or acts of provision, this miracle involves judgment rather than restoration. On the surface, it can seem puzzling. Jesus, hungry on his way to Jerusalem, approaches a fig tree in leaf, finds no fruit on it, and declares, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." The next day, the tree is withered to its roots. Why would Jesus curse a tree? What lesson is wrapped inside this dramatic act? To understand, we must consider the timing, symbolism, and spiritual depth of the moment. This event takes place during Jesus' last week before the crucifixion. He is making his way to Jerusalem for the Passover, and the weight of his mission is pressing in. Between the two references to the fig tree in Mark's Gospel, Jesus cleanses the temple, driving out money changers and confronting the religious corruption that had taken root in God's house. The placement is intentional. The fig tree frames the temple incident like bookends. Together, they form a prophetic sign act. The withered tree represents the barrenness of Israel's religious life at the time. They are outwardly lush with rituals and appearances, yet devoid of the fruit God desired: justice, mercy, faithfulness, and true worship. In Matthew's Gospel, the fig tree withers immediately, highlighting the suddenness of divine judgment when there is persistent unfruitfulness. In Mark, the withering is noticed the next day, giving a sense of progression and reflection. Both emphasize the seriousness of spiritual barrenness. The text tells us the tree had leaves but no fruit. In fig trees, leaves are usually a sign fruit is present, or at least forming. Jesus's hunger draws him to what appears to be a fruitful tree, but the reality does not match the appearance. This discrepancy is the heart of the miracle's meaning. Outward show without inner reality, appearance without substance. Jesus's action is a living parable. He is exposing hypocrisy, not just in Israel's leaders, but in all of us when we settle for looking religious while lacking the fruit of a transformed life. In the Old Testament, the fig tree often symbolizes Israel. When prophets spoke of a barren fig tree, it signified a nation failing in its covenant calling to bear fruit for God's glory. By cursing the fig tree, Jesus is not throwing a divine tantrum over breakfast. He is issuing a prophetic warning. The time of inspection has come. God is looking for fruit: repentance, love, justice, faith. And where there is only empty show, judgment is near. This is not just for ancient Israel. This story speaks to the church and to every believer. Are we bearing fruit or simply growing leaves? Are our lives rooted in Christ, producing love and righteousness? Or are we content with outward appearances that mask inner barrenness? When the disciples marvel at the withered tree, Jesus shifts the conversation.
"Have faith in God. If you say to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' and do not doubt in your heart, it will be done for you. Whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours."
This connection between the fig tree and prayer is striking. Jesus is teaching that genuine fruitfulness flows from faith and communion with God, not from empty religious activity. The barren tree is what happens when there is no faith. The moving of mountains is what happens when faith takes root. Jesus also adds,
"Whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone."
Forgiveness becomes a key fruit of authentic faith. Without it, prayer and worship are hollow. The withered tree becomes a symbol of what happens when we hold on to unforgiveness and spiritual pride. Let's get deep. Let's look at five things that are revealed about Jesus in this miracle, which we can also view as a parable. 1. Jesus is a righteous judge. This miracle reveals Jesus not only as Savior and healer, but as judge. His authority extends over creation, and his judgment is righteous. The withered tree reminds us that God's patience, though immense, is not endless. There is a day when he inspects the vineyard for fruit. This aspect of Jesus can be uncomfortable, especially in a culture that prefers him as a gentle teacher or miracle worker. But his role as judge is essential to his mission. Love without justice is sentimentality. Jesus' judgment is not capricious. It is holy love confronting sin and calling for true life. 2. Jesus exposes hypocrisy. Jesus' action unmasks the danger of spiritual pretense. The tree looked alive but was barren. This is a sobering reminder that external religiosity, church attendance, pious words, even ministry activity, means nothing without inner transformation and genuine fruit. Jesus is not impressed by leaves. He desires hearts rooted in him, producing the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. 3. Jesus seeks true worship. Placed alongside the cleansing of the temple, the fig tree miracle highlights Jesus' passion for authentic worship. God is not looking for rituals performed out of habit or systems that profit from religion. He is seeking worshipers in spirit and truth. The withered tree stands as a warning. Worship without heart is empty. Religion without relationship is lifeless. Jesus calls us beyond ritual into living communion with the Father. 4. Jesus teaches faith that bears fruit. By linking the miracle to prayer and faith, Jesus shows fruitfulness is not about human effort, but divine connection. The life that bears fruit is the life abiding in him. Faith is not just belief. It is trust that produces action and obedience. Jesus invites his disciples into mountain-moving faith, not for personal glory but for the purposes of God. The barren tree warns against self-reliance. The promise of answered prayer invites dependence on God. 5. Jesus connects forgiveness to fruitfulness. It is significant that Jesus immediately speaks of forgiveness. Unforgiveness is a root that chokes out fruit. A heart harboring bitterness or resentment may have leaves of activity, but will be barren of true spiritual life. Jesus ties authentic prayer, mountain-moving faith, and the fruit God desires to a forgiving heart. This is the soil in which the Spirit's fruit grows. What does this mean for you? Examine your fruit, not just your leaves. It is easy to cultivate appearances, but Jesus inspects fruit. Love, mercy, justice, forgiveness. Take time to ask, what fruit is my life bearing for God's kingdom? Respond to Jesus' inspection with repentance. The fig tree reminds us there is a season for bearing fruit and a season for accountability. Don't wait until the roots are withered. Invite the Holy Spirit to prune, correct, and revive you now. Abide in Christ for true fruitfulness. Fruit comes not from trying harder, but from staying connected to Jesus. Spend time in prayer, scripture, and surrender. The life that abides will inevitably bear fruit. Practice forgiveness as a lifestyle. If you want to avoid spiritual barrenness, cultivate forgiveness. Let go of offenses quickly. Keep your heart soft. This is one of the most powerful ways to bear fruit that lasts. Pray boldly with faith. Jesus uses this moment to call his disciples into bold, persistent prayer. Don't be afraid to ask big things in line with God's will. Mountain-moving faith grows in the soil of deep trust.
The cursing of the fig tree is more than a curious miracle. It is a prophetic sign, a sobering warning, and a life-giving invitation. It confronts us with the reality that God is looking for fruit, not just foliage. It exposes the emptiness of religious show without spiritual life, and it draws us to Jesus as the source of true fruitfulness. In the withered tree, we see the end of a life that looks good outwardly, but lacks inner connection to God. In Jesus' teaching that follows, we see the path to life: faith, prayer, forgiveness, and abiding in him. This miracle invites us to live in authenticity, to pursue genuine transformation, and to bear fruit that brings glory to God. It calls us to examine our hearts, not with fear, but with hope, knowing that the same Jesus who judges also redeems, prunes, and empowers us to live fruitful lives in him. Father, thank you for the words and works of Jesus that reveal your heart. Search us today and show us where we have leaves without fruit. Root us deeply in Christ, that our lives may bear the fruit of your Spirit: love, mercy, forgiveness, and faith. Teach us to abide in you, to pray boldly, and to forgive freely, so that we may live lives that honor you and bless others. May we be trees planted by streams of living water, fruitful in every season for your glory. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full, today.